Today, I want to speak to you about some of the insights I have received while reading Psalm 91. I know Psalm 91 is one of the psalms that most Christians use as an all-encompassing armor to protect their bodies and minds. In times of distress, in times of great trouble, when surrounded by dangerous diseases, when there's an epidemic or a pandemic, and when there is great danger in front of you, most Christians will read Psalm 91. And I think it's a wonderful thing to do. I personally have been doing that ever since the world was hit by the coronavirus, and especially when the news came that we have found some people in our country also have the positive signs of this deadly virus. I know this psalm has always helped people, helped them to have great confidence in God, helped them to have a trust in God. It has helped them to drive out the fear or the worry that they have been entertaining. And as a result of reading and confessing and reading it again and again, this really helps people to believe that God will intervene or God will do something, or it gives them the assurance that they are protected, and it really helps. So I would say we should read Psalm 91 and read it more than once a day if that's going to help you to trust God. And I think one of the greatest thing it does is that it really helps you to realize the power of the written word that we have in Psalm 91. I started reading this psalm, and I haven't memorized it yet, so I had to read it. I have not been reading it every day, but every now and then I would go to Psalm 91 and read it. On one of the occasions, when I was reading this psalm, as soon as I read the very first verse, where it says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. As soon as I read that, my eyes got stuck there, right in that verse 1, and I couldn't go any further. And I knew there was something in that first verse that I needed to pay attention to, and I realized that Holy Spirit was going to teach me something, tell me something about it. So I read that verse again, and then I knew there was something, I knew it was important, so I did not go any further. And the very first thing I noticed was that the person, a believer or anybody for that matter, who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I realized there's a condition placed in this psalm. And then I went to Facebook and wrote that if I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I shall find rest under the shadow of the Almighty. Something along that line. Basically, what I wrote was, if I will dwell in the shelter or the secret place of the Most High, I will find rest under the shadow of the Almighty. Then after that, I kept thinking about it. And then I chanced upon a video clip. I don't know how I got it, but there I heard a pastor saying that the Lord taught him about Psalm 91, and he started saying that this psalm is an invitation. And I didn't go any further with that teaching because I knew God was already teaching me. So I took it as a confirmation that the Lord is impressing upon me, upon my spirit, something about this psalm. So I thought I will listen to that teaching later after I'm done with, after I receive everything the Lord wants to give to me. So I didn't go any further with that teaching, but I caught this one sentence that he said, that this is an invitation. And then I realized that what I have been sensing in the spirit is true. Yes, truly, this is an invitation. This is an invitation from the Almighty God, from the Creator of heavens and earth, to the people to come to the secret place that he has prepared for them. There is a secret place with God, and it is possible for every human being to get to that secret place. And once you get to that secret place, you can rest. You can rest in that secret place or under the shadow of the Almighty God. And when I said it is open to everybody, what I really meant is that it is, first of all, it's open to every person who believes and follows Jesus Christ. And if you are not a person who who does not believe in Jesus, or if you have not heard about Jesus, I would like to say that Jesus Christ is the only way, He is the only truth, and He is the only life. And the reason why I need to follow or believe in Jesus is because all are born as sinners in this world. No matter who you are, and no matter what country you were born or what culture you were born, no matter how good or bad person you have been all throughout your life, every human being born in this world is born as a sinner. You have a sin tag attached to your life, and the only way you can get rid of that sin tag is by believing in what Jesus did for you. No human being, no human effort can remove the sin tag that is attached to a person. Only the work of Jesus, that He came to this earth, God came to this earth in the form of a man, in the form of a human being. He died on the cross as a full payment for redeeming mankind from sin. And when you accept what Jesus did on your behalf, your sins are forgiven, the sin tag on your life is removed, you are no longer going to go to hell, but you're going to go to heaven. You're going to spend the rest of your eternity, not only this life, but the eternal life with Jesus Christ. And not only that, in this life, you are redeemed because you are freed from sin. You no longer are under the authority or dominion of sin. You are free not to sin anymore. So that's how you become, that's the reason you follow Jesus. That's the reason you have to believe what Jesus did for you. And if you don't believe that, then it is you cannot get into the secret place of the true living God. So if you're not a follower of Jesus, I would highly recommend that you consider what I just said, that every person, regardless of their cultural, national, or religious, or ethnic, or educational background, every person has to believe what Jesus did for him or her in order to have eternal life. And once you have believed and accepted what Jesus did on your behalf, when you say to Him, Jesus Christ, Lord, I accept, I believe what You did for me, and I accept You as my Lord, from this day, you become a child of God. And the moment you become a child of God, you have access to this secret place. So let's talk about this secret place. The Lord said, "The he who dwells, or he who sits in, as in some translation, or he who lives in that secret place will find rest." There is a rest God promises to every believer. Once you are in that secret place with God, you are under rest, or you experience the rest, and that rest is not a physical rest. You will be still doing what you're doing throughout the day, but in your mind, you have that rest because you are in the secret place of God. And this is one of the things I realized, that even though this psalm helps people to trust God, it helps people to believe that God is going to protect them, there is even a greater promise, and there is a greater rest. There's a rest available, something greater than just knowing that God will protect you. But there's much more to it. And I think after listening to this teaching or the insights that I'm sharing with you, you will really get into that rest. You will not only know that God will protect you, but you will walk in peace, because rest indicates peace. You will be at peace no matter what is happening around you. Let's talk about this coronavirus in this 2020. No matter how many bad news you hear, how many negative updates you get every day, it's not going to affect your peace, because you are in His secret place. And how do you get to that secret place is very important. Today, I'm not going to share with you everything I've learned, because I'm still learning, but I want to tell you that God gave this invitation in verse 1, and then in verse 9, He repeats that invitation in a different way. He says, "Because you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall fall or befall you, or no evil shall come upon you." So He gave an invitation in verse 1, and then He repeated that invitation in verse 9. And then when you go to verse 14, He says, "Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name." So this is the third time the Lord is saying the same thing in a different way. In three different ways, God is inviting people to come to that secret place. And the most important thing that I want to share today is that this psalm, even though it has always worked for you, there is more to this psalm, and this psalm is conditional. If you will get to that secret place, you will enjoy even a greater rest than you currently enjoy by reading, just reading and confessing this psalm. You begin to trust God, you begin to feel that God is going to protect you, because that's God's promise, and God's word, when repeatedly spoken or read, you will naturally get that trust and you will naturally have some faith in God. But I want you to have even greater faith, even greater trust, and then be able to transfer that or impart that to others too. So let's go to verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, or because he loves me, therefore I will deliver him. God is saying, I'm going to deliver this person because of one thing, because he loves me, or he has set his love upon me. There you can see God is promising to deliver you, but that promise or that assurance of delivering you is based upon the fact that you love him. And how do we love God? If you love God, Jesus Christ, the Lord said, if we love him, we will obey his commandments. And then in 1 John, we know from 1 John, his commandments are not grievous. So if you begin to obey his commandments, that indicates you love him. In other words, if you think you love him, check yourself. Do you obey his commandments? Because that is the way you love him. And the Lord said, because this person loves me, I'm going to rescue him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. To set you on high means to give you the protection you need. You will be kept above the circumstances. When we are surrounded by different circumstances or situations, he said, I will set you on high, which meaning I will protect you because I will set him on high because he has known my name. Knowing his name or knowing his character. So it's not only just obeying him, which indicates your love, but also to get to know him, knowing his character. And once you begin to know his character, you will have that desire to emulate, to copy, to imitate that character of God. You will have that desire to do what is right in the sight of God. You will have that desire to love the things that God loves and to hate the things that God hates. In other words, you will not only love God by obeying his commandments, but you will also walk in fear of God. And that's going to help you further. He said, because he knows my name, or he has known my name, I'm going to protect him. And he said, he shall call upon me. Now, here we have the masculine gender, but I want to say that this is equally applicable for women also. So whether it's he or she, it doesn't matter. But Bible through and through uses the pronoun he, but that's not limited to men. So I just want to assure you that. So he or she shall call upon me and I will answer him or her. So God is going to answer you when you call upon him. You can call upon him for anything, not only with your request, not only with your intercession or the needs, but even you can call upon him and share with him your concern, your fear, your anxieties. You can freely share with him what you have in your heart, and he's going to answer you. He's going to give you the comfort. He's going to give you the assurance. He's going to talk to you. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Why he would do that? Because you love him, because you know him, because you have begun to know his character, his nature, and you have this desire, or you have this decision to copy or imitate his nature. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Lord is assuring that you are not going to die before your time set by God. That means you will fulfill the days that God has written in the book of life. You're going to fulfill your purpose on this earth, and you are not going to die before that. Even though there is a serious, severe plague in your country, in your city, you are not going to die. You're going to live, and you're going to proclaim the wonderful things of God, and you're going to fulfill your purpose in life. God will not let you die. He will protect you. He will rescue you in times of trouble. He will answer you when you call upon him, and he will satisfy you with long life and you will show, you will come to know how God saves you in times of trouble, in times of distress. So I would say, let's pay attention to this invitation from God. He said, if you would dwell in His secret place, you will find rest. And when you prepare to, I just wanted to show you the promises connected to, there are more promises and assurances, but I just wanted to show you the seven, I think there are seven of them, the last promises or assurances God gives to those who love Him. But let us go back to verse 1. If you dwell in that secret place, God said, you're going to find rest in Me. And that's the kind of rest we need in times like this. And what I realized is that when you take that step, when you make that decision to go to the secret place with God, God will also get ready to receive you into that secret place. And you know how He does that? When you begin to pray, when you begin to read the Bible, when you express that desire to God, even without saying it with your mouth, but just in your heart, Lord, I want to be in that secret place. I want to enjoy the rest that you promise in this psalm, Lord. As soon as you have the desire and begin to pray about it, God is going to receive you into that. And you know, God is a holy God. God is different from you. God is different from all other gods that we have known. This God of ours, just Jehovah, He's a holy God. And if you're going to go to the secret place, and if you're going to be under His wings, you will have to make some changes in your life. And God is going to therefore show you, Holy Spirit is going to help you see some of the things that God doesn't like about your life. And He's going to very lovingly show you the things that you need to get rid of in your life. In other words, He's going to show you some sins. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to talk about sins, but God talks about sins. So, and the Lord Jesus came to this earth to give His life for our sin. So I think sin is an important issue with God. And God doesn't hesitate to talk about sin, so we shouldn't hesitate to talk about sins, even if some people don't like it. That's okay. God is going to show you some of the things, not all of them, but He will show you some of the things that you can easily deal with. And in that process, you will align with God. You will turn to God in those areas where you have been walking or living, just doing the opposite of what God wanted you to do. And thus, when you realize your sin, when you confess it before God, and then when you make a decision not to do that sin again, or not to do what you have been doing all this time, and when you ask for grace from God, you will have that peace. Your sins will be forgiven, and you will find yourself in that secret place. That doesn't mean all your sins that you have committed after your salvation experience will be forgiven, or that doesn't mean you have become perfect, but you have obeyed God, or you have listened to God by confessing the things, confessing the sins that God has shown you. And those sins can be of any category. It can not only be a violation of the commandments of God, but it includes you doing things that contrary to the nature of God, knowing God's nature. So that's why in that last section of Psalm 91, God said, because He has known Me. See, knowing God, by reading the scripture, by spending time in the scripture and praying, you will come to know some of the things God likes and some of the things God dislikes. In other words, you will know how much God loves people, how gracious He is, how merciful He is. And God, I believe God expects us to walk in that nature. God expects us to be merciful. God expects us to be gracious to others. And these are some of the things we lack as Christians. So when I said God is going to show you some of the sins, it's not only breaking His commandment, but it also includes you and I not walking in mercy, not walking in grace, not holding back our anger, things like that. So God is going to deal with you in a very personal level, and for each person it's going to be different. It's going to be different for everybody. So whatever Holy Spirit shows you, based on that, if you would admit before God what you have done, or that you have been wrong, you have been sinful, God is going to forgive you. And then He's going to give you the grace so that you can turn towards Him, walk according to His will, and you're going to enjoy that rest. And when that happens, you will know, you will know these promises in the book, in this Psalm 91 are yours. You will walk in that assurance. You will know in your heart that you don't need to fear any calamity. You don't need to be anxious. You don't need to worry. You don't need to walk in fear. You will walk in confidence. You will walk in faith. And you will not only have that faith inside, but you will speak words of faith. You will speak words of assurance to others. And people who are around you are going to be affected by what you have inside, by your faith, by your confidence of walking with God. Because you are in that secret place, because you are enjoying the rest, you're going to stimulate others, or you're going to encourage others to desire for that kind of rest, because people are going to ask you, why are you so restful? Why are you walking in such great confidence? And then you have the opportunity to tell them why you are able to believe it. By going to that secret place, you can help many others. So I think this is part one of the insights I got from the Lord about Psalm 91. And ever since I got this, I have been trying to practice that, trying to go to the secret place. And the Lord has shown me some of the things where I need to change. I'm still going through that process of changing, confessing, asking Him for grace, and then turning to Him. And I know most of you have heard from the Lord during your prayers about the things where you need to, or the areas where you need to make change. But I would, and that's a great thing. But I will also ask you to carefully consider what I have shared from Psalm 91, or the insight I got regarding Psalm 91. And I would ask you to pray this psalm or read this psalm in light of what I shared with you, and then learn to get into that secret place. Please remember, this is an invitation from God. So God is as eager as you are. And the moment you make a decision to be in that secret place, He's going to help you get there. And I'm going to teach more on this. Maybe in the next week, I may share a few more things I have learned. Thank you very much for listening to this. God bless you. Have a great day, a great week ahead.